things are changing, and I don't understand a lot of what it is, but I'm going to try to work my way through it so that we can all get through this together. People, you know, the people keep saying that we're all going to get through this together. And part of it is, what are we going to do about the sports? Earlier today, we started talking about this, that during an interview this morning, Dr. Fauci said he doubts there will be a football season this season. Because not so much because there aren't going to be fans in the stand. He doesn't think there's going to be fans, period, in attendance. But it's about the players potentially getting sick. And I'm like, all right, you know what? You got no. Don't even say things like that. So this on a day when online wagering has begun in the state of Illinois. And our friends at Rivers Casinos are doing it. They partnered with another company. Richard Schwartz is with us. And it's betrivers.com is where you start with this whole thing. And then I was thinking to myself, now, what in the hell am I going to bet on? So, Richard, what in the hell am I going to bet on?
Hello. Good afternoon. Bill, obviously, we're excited for some of the sports, the big American sports are starting to come back slowly. But what was really popular today so far was we had a large volume of betting on soccer. We have, and then we have a large volume of betting on the golf from today. So those were the two PGA sports that really dominated the PGA Tour, the RBC Heritage Tournament, which is going to be going on all weekend. It's going to be airing on CBS. So what people are doing is they're watching the game, they're watching the tournament, and they're betting while they're watching it. And the soccer, what's really exciting is that we're doing live streaming. So you're watching these soccer matches from the Premier League or the Bundesliga out of Germany, the La Liga. The big four European soccer leagues are all active right now. And so today we have a lot of action on that. And tomorrow we're going to have a couple more Premier League games in the morning. We're going to have La Liga in the morning. So those are the biggest sports right now. But UFC comes up this Saturday night. That's going to be exciting. That's for the last several months, that's been the biggest event of the betting calendar for most markets that we're live in. And then you have some sort of smaller sports like Australian rules football has some interest. They're restarting up tomorrow night.
Now, as a guy who likes to on a Sunday put a few bucks on a football game, let's say, and maybe decide how many points are going to be scored, and maybe decide that along with the winner might do something. This is not a compulsion. It's just an interesting thing that I do during football season, and then the horse racing is a totally separate issue, but we don't need to talk about that. Now, I understand NFL sort of like, as a fan, and I'm betting with my heart. I'm making the mistake that a lot of people make, is that I bet with my heart, but that's fun. I'm just endorsing, it's a few bucks and I'm just endorsing, trying to have my heart and my wallet line up together, which is, never really does happen. And I like Premier League soccer a lot, and I know something about Premier League soccer. I still would not have an idea of what the betting preferences are, what the betting things are. Because, like, in football, you can kind of guess, right? What's the total score going to be? There's weather and there's all these other things. I don't know. And in Premier League, which I noticed, I looked at your thing today, the over-under on goals is, like, just basically 2.5 for every game. So it would be a total score of, 2-1 or 3-2 or 3-1, and that's it. That's, which is true, but that doesn't seem exciting to me.
Yeah. So what's exciting about the way we do soccer, though, is that you're watching the game and you're doing in-game betting over 70% of the bets on the soccer are happening during the course of the game. So you're predicting on the corner kick, will that player score a goal in that kick and that play? And so you're watching and you're having bets showing up in real time all the time during the game. So it's creating a lot of action on things that are happening that maybe would give you more excitement than what it would be if you were betting on the beginning of the game, pre-match, what's going to happen in a game you don't really care about.
Okay, now, Richard, let me ask you this, though. So, like in a soccer game, then people, their kids play soccer, they kind of understand this. On a corner kick, do the time between when the whistle's blown and the ball is placed and then it's kicked, that's like 30 seconds. Is that enough time to get it in? Because it doesn't depend on who's kicking it and then, which team and all of that. It's not like next corner kick will score. It is.
That's the Bet Rivers platform is very fast and very powerful. So we're able to bring in and price the odds in near real time, so we're able to keep the action moving. So that's really what makes it fun. That's why table tennis around the U.S., ping pong, has by far been the most dominant bet sport the last several months. It's not yet available in Illinois, but we're working on getting it approved soon. But what's exciting about that sport is that people are betting on the action all the time, every point. Tennis is a very popular betting sport as well, because people are betting on the sport. So of course, there's the bettors that love to bet on just the winning of the football teams. We have the over, we have the all the futures. So we have a special on our site right now for those of you like yourself who love, you know, are emotional with your heart. You were saying earlier, you want the Bears to win the Super Bowl. We've amped that up to plus 4,000 to give players a really good chance of that if they do strike, much better than the odds normally would be. But we understand that that's not going to get a lot of, that's not, you know, for everybody. So we try to create a balance, and whether you want to do darts or NASCAR or, you know, whatever it is, we try to create enough entertainment. And of course, we're all excited and waiting for the NBA.
No, I get it. I'm with you. I am with you on understanding that we want something. But if, honest to God, Richard, if you had said to me even 6 months ago, you know, this summer, the betting is going to be on, and the best thing you can bet on is Australian darts, I would stop and I'd go, all right, I am being punked.
We would have been locked up if we thought 6 months ago that Belarus handball would be something we would be talking about. So, you know,
that's really true.
It is crazy, but, yeah. You know, with Major League Baseball struggling, you know, ESPN has picked up the Korean Baseball League, which is one of the top two or three leagues in the world. And so we are live streaming those every morning, because that's when the time zone works. But we have these four live stream KBO baseball games tomorrow, and they're getting a lot of action. About 10% of the bets typically every day are happening on the Korean baseball games. And there's some former MLB players there, and there's a couple teams there right now that are making some noise for being historically the best teams that they've ever seen in that league. And so, of course, it's not what all of us are used to, but it's certainly something that's attractive. And there is a large, you know, soccer audience, as you can imagine, in the U.S. and in Illinois in particular. And so that's getting a lot of action.
Yeah, that's true. And it is, and you know, NBC Sportsnet has done a really good job of, with Premier League at least, of explaining it, and they've got American teams, broadcast teams doing it for the American audiences, and they've really done a very nice job getting people interested in it, because Manchester United, there's a lot of American interplay with that, because the major teams in the Premier League, some of them are owned by big American sports owners, and so it is pretty fascinating, and the kids love it. And now every time I am out, I see kids playing in the park, and they're wearing Premier League jerseys, or they're wearing Bundesliga jerseys, or any, you know, the major stuff, from La Liga, which the Spanish league. So it's definitely here. But all right, now one thing I just want to say before we let you go: if you go to this website, you could bet $100 on the Bears to win the Super Bowl, and that would pay $4,000. $4,000 if that were to happen.
Well, listen, so, the Bears are, you know, we all in Chicago want them to win, but with our hearts. But obviously, it's a they have a lot of work to do. But so there is that offer there, and there's a lot of other offers every day. We do new offers. We live stream content. We have a sign-up bonus where you get in for, you match up to your first $250. You put in whatever you put in, we match your first deposit. So we have a lot of interest and a lot of excitement, and we appreciate your interest in this category.
Thank you, Richard. Well, yes, my interest was before I even talked to you. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. It is betrivers.com if you want to go there. Thank you, sir. We'll find out what's happening in Indiana next, actually, because in Indiana they've actually opened up their casinos, and I want to know what that experience is like when people are going into those, because that under normal circumstances could be pretty interesting. But first, here's Lauren. All right. A little gambling moment here, because let's face it, life has become a gigantic gamble. Mask, no mask, walk outside, walk inside, get on an airplane, whatever it happens to be. But gambling, like we just announced that now online gambling has started in Illinois. In Indiana, right across the border, our brothers and sisters in Indiana, they now have gambling in the casino. The casinos are open. We have not done that part yet. So, what is that like? That started on Monday. David Strauss with us, director of corporate communications for Boyd Gaming, which is the blue chip casino there. And, all right. Okay, Mr. Strauss. I read this. There was a story in the Post Tribune today that got pushed about these casinos, since Monday, these are like weekend numbers that people are doing. People are pent up. They want to go do something, and whatever the first thing open is, they're running to it. Is that the true experience there?
I think that's a great way to put it. It's, you know, we've been open only for a few weekdays, and it's looking like weekends so far in terms of the visitor counts we're seeing. You know, we've been shut down for a couple months, and I think we're seeing in Indiana very similar to what we've seen all across the country. When we come back, there's a lot of pent-up demand out there. Folks want to come back, and we're very excited with what we're seeing so far.
Yeah. Now, what are the rules? Because now we've been talking about this a lot. There's a few people on this show who, one of them is a professional gambler, so that's a separate issue. But there are a few people who like to maybe go to a casino, play a little craps, play a little cards. What are the rules?
Well, the rules are very similar to what we've seen in other states as we reopen, and that's social distancing. So you're essentially just spacing people out on the casino floor. So if you're going to play blackjack, there's only going to be three players at a table at any given time, and all three players will be required to wear face masks when they're playing. Craps table, you may be looking at six people at a craps table. On slot machines, you're going to have slot machines turned off on either side of you so that people can't sit next to you. So that part of the experience has definitely changed. Another thing that people will notice is we're checking for temperatures now. When you walk into the casino, we have a thermal camera there. We'll screen for temperature.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you there. Hold on. Yep. Hold on, David. So is that somebody coming up to you with that gun, putting it to your forehead?
It's much simpler than that.
Right, you're just walking in, but you're able to see if somebody do you stop the person? They stand on a square, because I had that happen. I went into a hospital a couple of days ago, and that was exactly what I had to do. I had to stand on a square, and then they said, "Okay, go ahead. You don't have a temperature." Or is this passive, mm-hmm. where people don't even realize that they're being screened?
Very passive. So you'll just walk sent by a camera. The security officer will be able to tell if you have a temperature or not. And you'll be able to walk right in if you don't.
But they'll stop you one-on-one. It's not like you have to go chase somebody down on the floor that you just realized popped for a temperature.
That is correct, yes. We're able to tell very quickly and visually whether somebody has a temperature or not. And what we've seen in other states, you're seeing very, very low rates of temperature. And in most instances, they simply go away very quickly to simply because somebody was a little bit warm when they came in from outside. So it's, for the customer, it's a very seamless experience, very easy to do.
Yeah. Now, you said at the craps table, people are staying next to you. That, to me, seems like, and it is the most fun, I think, of all the casino mm-hmm. things to do, because it's a social thing. Everybody's on the same team, essentially, around a craps table.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing that, you said six. That still seems pretty close. Are there guards in between the people?
No, the craps table is fairly large, so you're able to achieve good social distancing between the players. But as I noted, you're also requiring customers wear masks when they're playing at table games, just to add that extra level of customer safety. And then
Are you allowed to touch your own chips and all that?
Yes, although we are going to be cleaning those very frequently. That's part of the new experience that I spoke to, is increased sanitation. So anything that somebody is going to be touching on a frequent basis, that is getting cleaned by our employees on a frequent basis. So that could be anything from a slot machine button to a chair to chips to door handles. You're cleaning on a very frequent basis, because obviously customer safety is very important right now. People want to know that you're doing what it takes to keep them safe when they're in the property. And so we're taking those precautions throughout our properties by keeping them sanitized on a regular basis.
All right. Okay. And so far, so good. People want to be there. I mean, there's no end to that. How about now, are they still serving drinks? Are there servers coming out and serving drinks at tables or no?
They will still serve drinks, but again, because you need to wear the face mask at the table, you need to keep that into account when you're sitting and playing in a table game. And we understand that masks are definitely different for customers. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We didn't do that before. We're requiring it now. It isn't required if you're not playing at a table game, but it's something that we're going to strongly encourage every single customer on the property to do, right. And it's certainly something that every single one of our team members are going to be doing.
All right. Okay. All right, David. Thank you very much. David Straub. He's from Blue Chip Casino over in Indiana. As I said, our brothers and our sisters across it's not the Cheddar Curtain. I'm not exactly sure. I guess the Steel Curtain is what, I suppose, if you want to know the truth, that's what it would be. So thank you, David. Appreciate it. I don't know. I'm somewhat conflicted about getting into a casino at the moment. I don't know if I'm ready to make that turn, because it's standing there at the table. I love to play craps, but people are, you know, they're yelling and they're, I mean, I see people spit anyway, just normally. And I don't know. Being inside and you get to smoke in the casino in Indiana too. So I don't know. How do you smoke through the mask? Is there a way to do that without setting your mask on fire? But I'll tell you something. If it can be done, it will be done. It will be done, I think. Like in a casino. You can see this. Like, you know, when you go to casinos where there is smoking, you know that there are people literally smoking with an oxygen tank. Because, again, they're risk takers. They like to have a little bit of a bet. And that's the bet that they're making against each other. They're either going to – that somehow their insurance, their cover bet is to have the oxygen tank while they're smoking the cigarette. So there you have it. All right. Well, I don't know. The thing we learned before is that the Bears are 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. Is that a good bet, do you think?
I'd take it. Why not? That's a great value bet.
Yep. That's it, probably. I'd say that probably is. Because the Bears, I don't know. I know how you like to say that Nick Foles, you know, is not really a starting quarterback. He's not really anything.
I didn't say that. You just get so excited about him. And he's a journeyman quarterback.
I know. But all we need is a game manager. We don't really need, we don't need Tom Brady. It'd be great if we had him, but we need something.
Need a running game, too, and a passing game.
Yes.
Production from the tight end spot, an offensive line that's competent. All those sorts of things.
Right. But we do have a defense that can hold the opposing team to a reasonable number of points.
Yeah. With this offense, you got to go for a shutout just about every week. We'll see, though.
Yes. Okay. 3-0. Take that under. Constantly taking that
I'll
under.
I'll take it.
Although we need a kicker too, right? We still don't have that thing fixed, I don't think. But you know what? That's for another conversation. That's a post-Fauci conversation that we would have to have. All right, we got the news coming your way from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2.